For many in rural America, it is a struggle to find the cash and resources needed to button up a home against the winter cold. Labor and materials cost more when you can find them at all. But in Maine and in other rural states, a variety of partners like church groups, non-government organizations, and governments as well are ramping up efforts to close what some are calling the rural efficiency gap. Fred Bever has more.
Leaky windows are a big heat loser in rural Maine. But at a drop-in center in the town of Moose River near the Canadian border, a half dozen volunteers are going to work on the problem. They are assembling customized inserts that are easy to place in old window casements, adding much-needed insulation.
This is one of our larger windows. It gets a little tricky.
Bill Trahan, a retiree from neighboring Jackman, runs a plastic-wrapped wooden frame under a heat gun. The plastic shrinks drum-tight, forming an inexpensive double-paned insert.
Figured I'd have a few windows made for myself. And since they needed volunteers to help assemble these, I said, you know, sign me up.
Maine's residents are more dependent on oil heat than in any other state. And that helps explain the growing popularity of this low-tech communal effort to reduce heating costs and greenhouse gas emissions.
The production went from a few hundred a year at the beginning up to a few thousand a year very quickly. And then it just kept on going.
Richard Cadugan and volunteers at a Universalist church started what's known as the Window Dressers program 8 years ago in Rockland. Since then, he says, a growing cadre of volunteers has installed some 30,000 inserts, averting the emissions of about 15,000 tons of carbon dioxide. And perhaps more compellingly to customers, Cadugan adds, just 10 of these simple assemblies will, on average, save a tank full of oil each year, about $300 worth.
The customer would just say, you're kidding. I say, no, we're not.
Many pay less than the $40 or so the inserts cost, and low-income households can pay nothing at all, sometimes with help from government efforts, such as Efficiency Maine. And for those who may balk at a handout, Cadugan says volunteers have a response.
Mrs. Jones, this bill is going to be $175.14. We can waive that. If you would be glad to provide a crock pot of soup once during the season, it's amazing how well that works.
The barriers that prevent rural households from accessing energy efficiency measures can seem particularly unfair. It's older homes and mobile homes occupied by poorer residents that need help the most.
People are having to ask the question of whether or not to heat or eat. It's really, unfortunately, all too common predicament.
Suzanne McDonald is an analyst at the Island Institute, which recently studied the heating cost challenge in four rural states, from Maine to Alaska. She says community-based organizations and governments are responding, convening workshops, providing temporary housing and travel help for insulation contractors, bundling several jobs or purchases to achieve economies of scale. The key, she says, is
making the barrier to entry low. Supporting do-it-yourself or DIY opportunities is a great way to get people to take a first step and start thinking about how they might prioritize energy efficiency in the coming years.
The strategy is working for Catherine Reed, a 74-year-old widow who put in some sweat equity building inserts at the workshop in Moose River, and she picked up 10 inserts for her own drafty farmhouse.
Living on the hill, it's an old house, 1842. The wind blows right through the walls. So this should help me, and I'm just so pleased and blessed to have them.
And the efforts got Reed thinking about other ways to improve her home's efficiency. Next month, she's attending another workshop, this one on how to get help with a home energy audit and maybe with installing some new insulation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.